T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we thought it'd be a good chance to, a good time to talk to Jason Longshore. He is our analyst for Atlanta United, a soccer stud who we get on. And we normally have him on once a week when the season's in session, and normally it would be. Right now, we'd be in the middle of an Atlanta United season. You guys know how good we look to start and the expectations for our team. But, Jason, let's start first with, where are we as a league? Explain to our listeners, where are we when it comes to how far away are we from restarting and what are the issues?
Well, we thought we were really close to coming back. Felt pretty good late last week that we'd have some good news today, maybe later this week, but very soon. Last night, news broke that the league had told the ownership, or told the players union, sorry, that it's basically a take-it-or-leave-it deal, and if it's not approved by Tuesday, that it would be a lockout situation.
Oh.
Now, today, just a little bit ago, from the Columbus Dispatch in Ohio, they have updated that MLS is sending a counterproposal to the players who had sent a counterproposal in over the weekend. It feels like some heavy negotiating tactics. It's not good. It's a bad look. People are getting riled up. There's things they have to sort out financially. There's things they have to sort out logistically. I'm hoping we still get an announcement, but the back and forth is getting pretty strong at the moment.
So more than rhetoric. I mean, this is, I mean, what if you put it in odds, like a 50-50, where do you think we're going?
Well, I think we'll be back. I mean, the most important thing, and player agent Richard Moskin told Paul Tenorio of The Athletic earlier today that, look, nobody benefits from not having MLS this season. MLS is in a position where it's growing. There's a big opportunity for the league if they're able to come back and do it safely. They don't benefit from not playing outside of not losing maybe quite as much money. They're going to lose money this season. I think any team, any sport that's coming back, if you're playing behind closed doors and you're adding all of the additional costs for testing, that's going to run in the millions of dollars. There's no way around it. You're going to lose money this season. There's a very good chance of that. With MLS, Jeff Birding in Cincinnati said that 90% of the revenues for a team is tied to match day. You don't have fans in the stands, that's a big chunk of your revenue. So you've got to find a way forward. The players don't benefit from not having a season either. You know, think of a player like an Ezequiel Barco who is trying to prepare for a move to Europe, and the European transfer market's going to be hit by this as well, but there are still teams that will have money to spend, and Ezequiel Barco, for his career, wants to play in one of the biggest teams in the world. He doesn't gain in that process by not playing this season. Nobody wins if they can't sort this out. I really hope that just frustrations are raw right now. They've gone back and forth. It sounds like the issues are manageable, but they've got to get in a Zoom room right now and get it knocked out.
Jason Longshore, our guest, analyst for Atlanta United. With that said, I don't think I've asked you this. Do you like this plan in Orlando? Do you think this is what we need as far as how to get back? And what else have you heard? Were there other alternatives to this plan, or has it always been one location and then we'll go from there?
I think it's always been Orlando, because when the plan was starting to come together, you couldn't count on playing games in markets anywhere in the beginning of July. Now, that's starting to change, and it's changed very fast while this plan is moving. But just like the NWSL, the National Women's Soccer League, who is playing in Utah and playing a tournament in Utah, they're doing that because of the cost efficiency of doing it that way, because one of the team owners, Delroy Hansen, who owns Real Salt Lake as well, has the facilities, is putting money up to bring teams there, it makes sense for them to do it. Again, this is the reality of sports in 2020. There's going to be a lot of money lost. So when you get down to the nuts and bolts of how can you do things efficiently, you're looking at bottom lines. And is Orlando a situation where it is more cost effective to do it on top of when you started creating the plan, it was the only alternative? Those things kind of seem to line up. I do think it is a short-term option to get the season restarted, and the idea is to be back in markets. And as we're hearing, you know, there's the potential for at least reduced crowds, maybe in the fall.
Right. Jason Longshore with us, guys. You hear him along with Mike Conte on our championship Atlanta United from a year back. And these guys, Jason's dialed in. He knows what he's doing. And one thing I just want to remind listeners, you brought this up a few days ago. We didn't get the deal done necessarily, right? I mean, they agreed to start the season without a new CBA.
Right. They had an agreement in principle. They were working out some of the finer points, but they were in a good position to go forward. Well, then you have a global pandemic hit, and that kind of puts everything into, you know, pause, but then also into a different perspective. And one of the issues that has come up, and I know it's been part of the NBA discussions as well, is a clause called a force majeure clause. It's basically like an act of God clause in a contract for, you know, to get out of the contract, essentially. Now, there's some back and forth on what MLS is wanting tied to that. There's been a report that if five teams have a drop of 25% in attendance, so that would automatically trigger a force majeure clause. But when you go back and look, there's been a very small number of teams in MLS history, less than double digits from what I can tell, that have had a 25% drop in attendance year to year. It hasn't happened in the last 2 years. There's only been three, four teams in the last 2 years that have had a double-digit drop in attendance. So that feels like a small issue here. I think all of the issues, whether it's the pay cut, whether it is the revenue sharing on a media rights deal, it feels like these are things that can get negotiated. The bluster right now is not going to help get that done, and hopefully both sides can resolve this.
It is our man, Jason Longshore, guys. Normally you get a chance to hear him once or twice a week on our radio station doing games with our man Mike Conte, but right now they're trying to get to an agreement so that we can get back to that. All right, so let's talk about our team briefly here and where we are with you know, knowing what we know about our team. It's kind of weird because we got off to that start last time we were partying in Nashville, and then all of a sudden, this thing happens. How good do you feel about the makeup of our team for a knockout tournament like this in Orlando, and then obviously moving forward with the season?
I feel like when you have a manager like Frank DeBoer, who will have, you know, about a month's time is what they're talking about in terms of training to prepare, that's going to help him a lot in figuring out what this team looks like without Joseph Martinez. You know, we were going to be doing that on the fly in the regular season early on, but now you're going to get a break, and now you're going to get almost like a short preseason to start working through that. Is it Adam John? You know, is it an alternative? Is it Pitti Martinez up top? What does it look like? You know, that's a big question mark. But I think beyond that stage, everybody else is healthy. You have a very strong roster with, as we've seen early in the season, a lot of players who can step up when called upon. In a short-term tournament, having depth like that is going to be very important because you're going to play, you know, two, three games in a week. You're going to need to dig a little bit deeper into that roster to get some key minutes. I think Atlanta has a roster that can handle it.
Jason Longshore, guys, with our best soccer coverage in town. Follow him at Longshoe, and you can ask him questions about United and MLS and everything else that happens in soccer on the planet. We were talking to J.J. Williams last week. What a great kid, by the way. Great personality, great energy. We know that we've got you know, some new elements on this team because, again, we've got some height we didn't have last year. We've got some younger faces. And, again, you said it. We're going to have to lean on that depth without having one of the best players, you know, in the league and Joseph Martinez out there. But you still like us to continue the trajectory we saw in the small sample size?
Yeah, I do, because I like J.J. Williams' addition as well. It gives you a different element than Adam John. Those are two guys who could pair up if you need to play two up top, but you can use different lineups in different games. And I think without Joseph, Frank DeBoer is going to have to be a little creative in figuring out how to solve the problems of goal scoring. I loved where Pitti Martinez was early in the season. I thought he was looking very, very sharp in CONCACAF play and in early MLS play. You hope that he can continue that. You hope that this hasn't disrupted the rhythm. He can get that back. Ezequiel Barco mentioned him earlier. He's got a lot to prove. This is a big year for him. not because he's had a bad career here in Atlanta, but because he wants to make that next step. He's at that point in his career. He wants to play with a big club. He's got to show it on a regular basis and stay healthy. And there's a lot of guys who have a lot to prove this season, and that usually can create some really strong performances for a team.
Jason, we appreciate you as always, man, for jumping on and giving us the lowdown. We hope this thing gets worked out sooner than later, right? That's where we're at right now.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I mean, I hope, and looking at all the issues, I think they are all manageable, but you hope this doesn't get toxic like it appears some other negotiations in sports are getting right now. Major League Baseball, I think, is a prime example. You've got to work together like these two have for so long, so well. Got to get back to that and knock this out.
You think the agents, I know we got to go, but real quick, in about 30 seconds, the agents and the players do get it. I mean, I understand it's, you know, ownership versus players, but the MLS is in a great spot. The growth is there. The expansion franchise, you got a chance to really shine the way NASCAR has with nothing else going on. You can be the show if you get things going.
Yeah, 100%. I think the players get that. I think the agents get that. I think the owners get that. They all see the opportunity, and now it's just finding the numbers that make sense for everybody, because it's not what it was when they negotiated the CBA. So they've got to find a way to move forward together, most importantly.
Jason, take care. Be safe, okay?
Appreciate it, guys. You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.